this morning is ADM Investor Services against Collins. Mr. Collins.
May it please the court. Your Honors, I believe that what I'd like to initially address is what the case law seems to be with initial margin versus maintenance margin and how these apply.
Counsel, I don't understand how you think that your client can benefit from winning this case, because if we accept your view that these transactions are void, doesn't it follow that your client has to repay the more than $450,000 he made on other similar transactions?
Depending on the offset, there wouldn't be anybody to repay. I mean, unless
ADM
has not been out. ADM doesn't cover the other side. There isn't any. He has one position. ADM is merely the broker in it.
I don't think you're getting the gist of this question.
Okay. Thank you.
If, as you say, these transactions are void, then it seems to me your client can avoid paying the $85,000 he owes on these transactions because his contracts were net negative, and he owes the $450,000 he made on the other transaction. We can leave it open who gets the money. But it sounds like if your argument is accepted, we should enter a judgment against your client for almost $400,000. Now, I don't understand how that can make your client better off.
Well, as to the benefit obtained on positions that should not have been, or transactions that should not have been entered, I don't know that those can be assessed back to appellant.
Why not? Statute of limitations is run? What's the statute of limitations on this matter?
Depending on, I believe that you have with the board, there is a 1 year. Under state law, you would have five, but we were actually here. You're going to be with the client using what ADM would advance. There is no action back. ADM would advance that it cannot be its exposure is only to the board. The entire idea of the margins is to protect the integrity. That does fly in the face of the contract between appellant and ADM at the local level, which does incorporate in the Board of Trade's rules, but its reliance on Brooks in saying that the this $85,000 in the instant case is the same, it is completely different. Brooks is not an initial margins case. In Brooks, those contracts were margined initially. It is a maintenance margin. In that case, the district court, the jury had ruled for Brooks, and the district court judge took it away properly. It merely said that if it allows Brooks to not be obligated under the maintenance margin requirement, then the only loss would be that of initial margin. Here, the trades, when appellant had funds in the account, were done electronically. Those trades that were not were placed through the broker on the floor. The electronic trading, which the CBOT has in place now, would have eliminated this entire case. Those cases that the appellant did not have funds to place, regardless if he, in this case, had profited by them, could not have been entered. Those cases that, or those trades that was not had the margin, he would not have the loss. But ADM does have the duty because it was circumventing those rules specifically because it would use its floor broker. It is only there is when appellant is saying that it is one thing to say that there is a loss, it's another thing to use the courts to collect on something that is improper, which is issue number two. Issue number one, it has a direct duty to customer. ADM would argue that no, it doesn't, only to the markets. Fine, use the contract then. Says no, it's not improper to, even though the ADM drafted the contract, but in the language that it would comply, it did not comply with the board rules. And on page 12 of the brief, it lays out, the board has the four rules that interrelated, there is no way to circumvent getting into a position without initial margin there. The trial court properly held on page 25 of the appellant's brief in its order there, distinguished between initial margin and maintenance, but then goes to say there is no distinction between them. Well, there certainly is, because if the initial margin is not met, there cannot be any losses, which is what the market is supposed to. If it's going to protect the brokers, it wants to prevent trades that might get into a situation, especially if there is no money set. The idea that the court has put the burden, at least the district court judge, stating that the appellant entered the trade and that was sufficient with a loss, the appellant would advance that no, it is, should not have been able to advance. I reserve the rest of my time.
Mr. Collins? Mr. Knepper?
Good morning, Your Honors. I will be mercifully brief. I don't think I'll take anything close to 10 minutes. This case is a simple debt collection case. It's no different than if I went to Home Depot and bought an appliance, took it home, plugged it in, it works perfectly fine, and then I decide I don't want to pay what I agreed to pay. When counsel talks about electronic trading, I don't know what he's talking about. You won't find those words anywhere in this record whatsoever. This is the first I've heard of it is this morning. All you really need to do here is to look at the affidavit of Mr. Cadillac. That affidavit spells out with clarity exactly what occurred. There is no question but that Mr. Collins' account was the subject of a two-day outstanding margin call at the time that he put on the soybean spread, as that term is used in our brief. That doesn't violate any rules. And although it's true that Judge Grady never ruled on that point, it is axiomatic and an inescapable conclusion from the Cadillac affidavit that there was no margin rule violation. That's number one. Number two, even if there was, we have a number of decisions from the federal district court judges downstairs that have consistently upheld the Merrill Lynch versus Brooks line of case. Pardon me?
Why should we care?
Why should you care? Because I think it's important, Judge, that capitalism functions in an efficient fashion, and that
I might care about that, even if some district judges do not touch the microphone. Even if some district judge had held the opposite. Why should we care what some district judge has decided?
Well, I think that there is an interest in having a well-settled body of law.
We will certainly do that.
And I would hope that the court would, because cases like this with deadbeat customers who have absolutely, there is not a single case on which they have relied to say that the district court in any fashion erred in this case. Not one single case. And there was nothing said that was in derogation of the affidavit of Mr. Cadillac. So I dare say, Your Honors, that this case, I respectfully submit, is a no-brainer. This is an attempt by a deadbeat customer to
pay. You may have picked the right panel for that.
Thanks, Judge. If the court has any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything further, Mr. Collins?
This is the initial margin facet is a case of first impression. The district court judge identified two other cases that said that these were first initial margin cases because they were being traded at the time in deficit. Those cases, though, were actually had pursued other issues, not whether or not the transactions should have been prevented, but again, on the action of the broker on a near churning situation. Here, the idea that ADM did not allegedly believes that it did not violate CBOT rules is preposterous. And I would hope that the court would consider the briefs very closely. I believe the record does have sufficient information in it to reverse the lower court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The case will be taken under advisement by three brains. The court will be in recess until tomorrow.